3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I'm the Cookie Monster. I want to come and eat you.
Preeti Malik.
Such a weirdo.
And Big Rossi.
I find your wife really attractive.
That's fine. Just don't mention Liverpool.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
And you guys play a big role in our daily life.
You guys just make me smile on my way to work.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, and we are alive at 6:03. What's going on? Preeti Malik, Big Rossi, Nala, Eddie. We're all back with you for another week together. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? What's happening?
It felt good this morning. The weather seemed normal for some reason.
Yeah, you're right. It was. It wasn't like it was going into a sauna, getting out of the house, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, this is a sign of a good week to come.
Which is good. Hopefully we are going to have a great week to come.
Yeah.
I like it. Rossi, when are you getting on the boat?
On the boat?
Yeah, what time's the boat leave?
For what?
What are you?
Have you been thinking of that for the last half an hour?
As soon as I walked into the studio, I said to myself, "Why does Rossi look like he's going on a boat?"
The only day that I wear something else apart from a black T-shirt, and you overgot me.
You got blue little. No, you look great. You look blue little shorts.
Yeah,
and you got a white collared shirt.
Yeah,
it looks like you could be on a boat. What's this attire for? What's going on? Because this is very unlike you.
I'm going on a boat.
There it is.
He's are you not, really, though?
No.
I just, it's summer. I thought I'd change it up a bit.
Wow, I like this new look.
Thank you. I look like a Dubai...
lad.
British person.
Yeah, he's going to go on a boat. Then he's going to end up at 5, the Palm Jumeirah.
Yeah.
Hang out with the boys there. Maybe get into a fight.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. See
what
how
mean,
they
maybe?
Feel. And then right at the end of the night, they're going to end up at maybe like Lockstock or something
Guys,
like that.
Guys, you need to chill out on the having a go at British people.
Why?
Because we're not all like that.
No, I know.
So, just chill out.
What?
Is he all right?
Something's wrong today.
Yeah,
He came in a bit flustered.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did England play yesterday?
No.
So he hasn't been up late watching the football.
No, he just came in flustered.
I was at Fibber McGee's yesterday. All of the scooter lads, we had our day out.
Oh, that's great, mate.
So.
He's got a little scooter gang. Watch out for those boys. They're dangerous.
Yeah. They're age 50 and above. It was someone's 50th birthday.
There we go.
And Rossi was there.
Nothing
was
cooler
so
than being a scooter gang celebrating someone's 50th.
That's cute.
That's a wild.
Sweet.
That's a wild weekend right there, Ross. Well done.
It's amazing in there.
Yeah.
Honestly, you guys would love it.
No, you would love it. Don't worry, I went to the doctors over the weekend again. That's what I like to do.
Are you dying again?
So what?
Yeah.
Why, guys?
I got like a follicle behind my ear, which is infected. So now they want me to take antibiotics, but they've given me a course of antibiotics. It's got like a pimple behind my ear, but it's infected.
Do you know why it's infected? Because you were picking it the whole Thursday last week, just picking it nonstop.
It was infected already on Thursday. Yeah. So on Friday, what I try to do is I went and I got a needle. And Brianna was against me doing this.
Of course she was.
I said, let me get whatever's in it, get it out. And I pierced it. And then I woke up the next morning, it was even more infected. So
obviously.
I'm on, I've got antibiotic cream. But they want me to take these pills. I refuse to take antibiotics. I'm not taking them if I don't have to.
Right.
So I'm going to try to fight this one.
How are you going to fight it?
I don't know.
It's an infection. You can't
I'm drinking lots of water.
Mentally
I'm icing it. And I'm putting the cream on. Now, mind you. Whoever uses these headphones after me, it is resting right on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Wait, you share these headphones with someone?
I don't, unlike you guys all have your own little headphones and everything. I just use whatever's around me. I don't care what I use.
It's no wonder you get sick all the time. Well,
I don't get sick all the time.
Guys, we need to stop this talk right now.
I was sick 2 weeks ago when I was sick. That was the first time I was sick in like a year and 8 months.
Always off.
Yeah, that's a... This guy, I'm always off.
You're on another level today, Rossi.
Yeah, all right, listen.
Be a fun show.
We are going to be talking about a lot of things. We've got the pop quiz back at 7:10. Britney Spears back in at Worldwide News. We're going to break it down for you, though. We're going to find out what's going on. Did you put on weight or did you lose weight throughout this pandemic? And I do really want to talk about this pandemic for real, man. Like, there's a lot going on in this country. Guys, 10 deaths overnight, five over the weekend, 15 deaths in like 30 hours or something.
Yeah.
So numbers are definitely up. We've really got to just, I don't know, realign. Let's bring this on the show a little bit later on. Right now, as the sun comes up, who's up? Who's up and about right now? Who's on the way to work, on the way to the gym? Can you be the first caller of the day? be the first caller of the week. Phone lines, they're open right now. 04-871-5544. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. Anyone else want to add anything else, or we're all good?
No. Rossi, no. That's a cue to say no.
You probably want to say something.
Don't you want me to? No, I'll say it.
Anything else? No, that's it?
No, okay, I'll leave it.
All right. See you later, Ross. Ross is out of here. I don't know where he's going.
Put your mask on.
Oh, he's going on his boat right now. Amir, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up? What are you doing? 6:10, what are you up to?
On my way to the gym right now.
Yeah. This is motivation. This is what we need.
Sunday morning.
We need a bit of it. Is this a usual Sunday morning for you?
It's the usual every day for me.
Look at you.
Every day.
Do you, what gym? Where are you heading?
Fitness 101 by IGO.
There we go. I don't know that one. Where's that?
There's one in Maidan and there's one in JVC. I'm right now on my way to the one in JVC.
JVC, okay.
Nice stuff. Is it sounds like a good gym?
Awesome. No, it's a beautiful gym. And just beautiful people inside there. You get to see 10 people in there every morning with me.
Aww.
Are you single?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Wow, mate, don't be sad about that. How old are you?
22.
Oh, brother, 22, single, that's the life.
Yeah.
Chris is now going to reminisce about his days.
Don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, don't you be getting yourself into a relationship now, okay? Do you understand me?
How old?
22.
How old, when he should get in a relationship, Uncle Chris? What age?
After 35.
What? That's too long.
No, it's not.
Okay.
After 35 and then, like, you know... Amir,
don't listen to him.
Go and live your life. What do you want to do? Like, what are you doing for work? Have you got that yet?
So right now I'm doing tech consulting and then just see how I can get cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity.
Good career to be in.
Pretty rich.
Set yourself up. Set your life up. Go and have fun. Go travel. Go meet lots of people. Lots of people.
You mean some lots of girls.
All right. Go and explore the world. And then after 30, let's say, start looking for someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
You can't just put an age. All right,
so in the meantime, you go to the gym, you get that, you probably got a six pack because you're 22. All right, so you just keep doing what you're doing. All right.
What is this?
And then go out.
I don't know about that, quarantine hit. Quarantine was hard.
You felt it, huh? Yeah, you're 22 though, mate. You go to the gym 4 times in the week, you got a six pack. Like, that's how it is when you're... I remember when I was like your age. When I was your age...
Here we go.
I used to be able to go to the gym like for about 3 weeks. Like, just cut.
Fit body.
Just cut. 3 weeks of going to the gym now. 3 years. And I still can't get fit.
Oh, you look great, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. All right, bro. Enjoy the gym. Tell everyone we say hello.
All right, we'll do.
All right, mate.
Have a great rest of your week.
After 30. All right, mate. You remember.
All right, we'll do.
All right. In the back of your head, if there's a girl that you're thinking you're going to fall in love with, you just
think of Chris.
Think of me.
Chris, great.
All right.
Think of Chris and what he told me on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Farhan, hi.
Yes. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Mate, how old are you?
I'm 24.
All right. Now, I don't want you getting married as well.
No, I'm single. Happily single, actually.
You are happily single. 24. What are you?
Yes,
you're on the way to Abu Dhabi right now.
Yeah, sir. I just wanted some positivity for the day. And I'm a little bit nervous talking to someone who've been listening to for almost 2 years somewhere.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate you. So, what's the Dubai Abu Dhabi run for? What are you doing that for?
Basically, I've joined this new company. They have a project in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Basically, the business is in Dubai, but they've just chosen me to work for them in Abu Dhabi with the team. We have a project with ADNOC.
Okay. So, how long? So, every day you're driving Abu Dhabi?
No, just for the weekends, I come to meet my family. I'm like, I can't stay away from them, actually.
Oh, you stay in Abu Dhabi for the week?
Yeah, I usually stay in Abu Dhabi for weekdays, and then I come back to
13 places.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Well, listen, you do keep doing what you do, mate, and thank you so much, because I know you got to do the testing and all that sort of stuff. So, well.
Oh, yeah, actually. But, you know, the good thing is that there are free centers in Abu Dhabi, where I do get my PCR done.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm good.
Yeah, we're all coming up to Abu Dhabi this weekend because we're going to be there for the big day out. We're going to be at Yas Island, all of the Virgin Radio team. So we're going to be hanging out in Abu Dhabi this weekend. We look forward to it.
In the contest. Yeah. I participated in the contest.
Did you win?
Yeah, no, I don't know, but fingers crossed. I'm just still looking forward to win.
All right, well, good luck, mate. Well, I'll have a look for your name. If I can try to get you to be the winner, I'll try. Otherwise, I can't.
Don't say that on the radio.
That's illegal.
He's Farhan. He's a good guy. He listens to the show. Should get us a couple of tickets, you know. All right, Farhan, God bless. Last call. I've run out of time, but I can't let Kate go without getting her on the show. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing all right. What are you doing up at, 6:16? What's happening?
Just on my way to work.
What do you do?
Look after pets.
Oh,
you look after pet. What's the company?
Oh, you did the jingle for us, Paw Pals.
We wrote the jingle for you. That's right. You're using it, right?
Oh, we are. It's hysterical. I love it.
It's not meant to be funny.
Ah, you've got a little dog. You take him for a walk. Paw Pals DXB, the one for you.
They're experts in sitting and stopping your dog. It's Paw Pals DXB.
Paw Pals DXB for all your walks. Is it generating more business, that commercial we made for you?
I think so, yeah.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, we are talking Britney Spears. What is going on, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so as you know, last week, Britney Spears, for the first time, went into a court and actually gave her side of the story regarding her conservatorship. So she's been under this conservatorship for quite some time now. And basically what that means is she has no control over her personal or financial affairs.
Yep.
Anything that she wants to do, down to a haircut, groceries, whatever it is, she has zero control of her life. Now, she was put on this conservatorship at a time in her life when she needed it.
Sure did,
she needed this control. She needed things to settle down. But now she's saying she doesn't need it anymore. She's done with it. Her father is the one who's in control. So she went into court and basically said that she's been lying and, you know, she's really unhappy with everything. And on Instagram after that, she kind of wrote a note to her fans, because if you follow Britney Spears, her fans have been commenting for years now, "Are you okay, Britney? Tell us if you're okay." And she never really said anything.
Yeah, so she always remained. I've been following her as well.
Yeah, and she never said anything about it. So now she finally wrote on Instagram, "I apologize for pretending like I've been okay the past 2 years. I did it because of my pride and I was embarrassed to share what happened to me. But honestly, who doesn't want to capture their Instagram in a fun light? Believe it or not, pretending that I'm okay has actually helped." So that's a note for
sad.
From Britney to her fans. Now, if you're wondering what happens next, July 14th is the next court date. So that's when we kind of find out what the next steps are. We don't know what's going
to
happen yet.
Has the father come out to say anything? Have they gone to him yet?
His attorney issued a statement last week straight after the testimony, basically saying, "I miss my daughter. I love her." And that's really about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really sad times for Britney.
Yeah.
You know, she obviously needed some help. She's got the help. I mean, as a father, you want to protect your daughter. You want to make sure that she's okay. But there is a time where you probably have to, like, let her, like, if she wants to go get a haircut, or she wants to go to the shops, or she wants to go, you know.
Anything. She wants to have children. They won't let her have children. Like, there are just so many layers to this.
Though,
it's crazy.
I've seen her on holiday, though, with her boyfriend. Like, she posts photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, but how do you think she gets the money for that? She has to ask someone
and
say, "Hey, can I get money to go on a vacation?" Mm. This is Britney Spears we're talking about.
Because the guy that she's with is, like, some, like, fitness influencer dude, right?
He's an actor, yeah.
He's an actor.
And
well.
What's he starred in?
He's in a TV show right now.
Is he?
Yeah,
oh,
he's
good
in a TV
on him.
Show, yeah.
But, like, they're probably just worried about him taking all the money as well.
Yeah, probably.
Got to watch out, you know, protect all the earnings.
But she's in a better mental state to handle that situation now.
That's what she says. Hopefully she is.
Yeah.
Hopefully she is.
What else? So someone needs to check on Drake today, because I read this and I instantly thought Drake will be really upset.
What?
Rihanna covered up the tattoo they got together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
And Rihanna got a tattoo.
Yeah, so in 2016 when they were dating, they went to an aquarium date. And they got, like, shark tattoos. He got it on his arm. She got it on her ankle. She had it up until May.
Oh, he's going to cover his up now.
Right? And then this week, she was on a date with ASAP Rocky, and fans noticed that she covered up the shark. It's
maybe,
like a
maybe that was
now.
ASAP.
Probably. Well,
like,
she's
get
very
rid, get
serious.
Rid of, get rid of that shark tattoo, that Drake.
They're very serious, so.
There we go. Covering up tattoos.
I mean, I feel like Drake would be really upset.
He'd be cut. He's going to write a whole song about it. Be a whole rap.
Yeah.
All right, let me do it.
Okay, go. This is a song from Drake to Rihanna.
Because Drake, as he raps, that's what I love about Drake. That's why I feel like he's got 900 million songs out across the world. Is because he doesn't, I mean, he raps, but it's like he just talks.
It's like spoken word poetry. Is that what it's called?
That's what I feel like it is. All right, I got. There's so many Drake beats that you could choose from. Which one should I go with?
You gotta go like sad. Gotta go sad.
No, we don't want that one. That one's too. That's too.
Yeah, this is the one.
You think I'll use this one?
Yo.
All right, let me do this. Ready?
Yeah.
Drake's new song because he got rid of the tattoo. Here we go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I don't feel like doing it.
Chicken.
I remember how you loved me like September. Time goes by and I pretend that I don't think of you. I only miss you when I open my eyes and I breathe and I try to forget that I let you go. I only miss you when I'm closing my eyes, try to sleep and I cry to forget that.
All right, ladies
and gentlemen.
I don't want
to do this.
Why are we doing this?
You know what? I'm not going to force you guys to do this, because if I force you guys, I'm going to get in trouble later on. People are like, Chris is bullying everyone.
Oh, gosh. Please.
Are we live?
Because when we do...
Hold on, Pretty. Are we live on Facebook? Oh, we're live on Facebook.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Hello, Facebook.
Sorry to put that in. I like that. I was at the Virgin Megastore the other week, and I bought this electric shock thing.
I don't want to do this, because last time we did this, it shocked my entire body.
So it's got four handles. Each one of us in studio is going to hold one of the handles, and then it will randomly shock one of us. It's a good wake-up call. This is what we need right now.
I don't need it. I'm awake.
I'll do it.
Rossi, you backed out last time.
All right.
I'll do it.
We're live on Facebook right now, so feel free to join us right now at Virgin Radio DXB on Facebook. So we're going to turn this on, and it's only going to give one of us, or possibly two of us, a shock. Hold on. I'm touching everything here.
Yeah. Make sure
I'm putting it on extreme mode. There's a few modes here. Extreme shock mode is on. Cut the music. Okay, I've cut the music.
You have to make sure that all four players are active.
Sure.
Because otherwise it's cheating.
Turn off.
Don't touch it.
No one touch it. It's going to give one of us a shock. Wait.
Sorry about this, guys. Won't be a minute.
Wait.
Don't touch it.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so that sound on the next one is going to give one of us a shock here.
Aww.
Okay, so everyone grab one handle. Hold it.
Scared.
Hold it properly, Rossi.
I'm scared.
Are we all okay to do this? I don't want to be forced.
It hurts.
Okay, so this is the electric shock treatment here this morning. It's going to give one of us a shock. And here we go, Facebook. Here we go, Virgin Radio 104.4. It's what we do for the show. Okay.
Okay. I'm scared.
I'm sticking it down. We'll have to disinfect that a little bit later, guys. I licked it. Oh, it doesn't work. Here we go.
I'm scared.
Rossi's not holding it?
I am.
Hold it like a handle, thank you.
Brittany and I are holding it very well.
Why are you shaking so much?
I'm scared. Hold it.
Here we go.
I feel like it's going to be me. I don't want it.
Do I press it again?
No. Rossi! Rossi! Rossi!
Did we all get hit?
I got it!
I got hit as well.
You
got
too.
Oh, that was horrible.
Rossi didn't even get hit.
Oh.
You let it go. Rossi didn't even have it on.
Oh, that was so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Rossi, you weren't even touching it.
I'm afraid if I hold it, I'll die.
Shock therapy this morning. Oh, that's a strong little machine. Oh. Well, thanks. Are we still live on Facebook?
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Jessica, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you?
How are you? What's happening?
I've just woke up, so I'm a bit shocked.
You've just woken up?
I'm woken up and I'm walking the dogs, so I'm a bit shocked.
Look at you. So you're hold on, you're outside walking the dogs right now?
Yeah, I am,
That's
yeah.
great. What type of dogs you got?
I've got a desert Saluki mix.
Oh, they're beautiful. Nice. Yeah, beautiful they're rescue really, dogs. Well done.
Really nice dogs, them actually. Really nice temperament.
Yeah, the Saluki is
beautiful.
Well, you say that, but remember I adopted one and it went a bit crazy on me? Oh,
that wasn't a Saluki.
Are you sure?
No, it wasn't.
I think
wasn't.
It was a cross Saluki.
No, yours was like...
Or was it a Bazooki? No, it was a Manuki. Was it a Faluki?
I don't know.
I think it was a Cherokee.
Just stop it.
Pretty really thought I was mentioning dog brands. Brands.
Brands, oh my God.
Yeah, I went down the shops, got myself a good one.
Don't do that.
Adopt, don't shop. That's what we want to say.
Adopt, don't shop.
And where are you doing the walk right now? Where are you walking?
I live in JVT, so around JVT.
Nice stuff. Is JVT really a triangle? Like, is it a triangle shape?
It actually is a triangle, yeah.
Yeah, what type of triangle? Isosceles?
Isosceles. And Jumeirah Circle? Jumeirah Village Circle is actually a circle? Have we established
it's a circle,
that?
Yes.
Just want to make sure about these guys claiming that they're shapes. If they're not, we'll come for them.
Imagine, it's like Jumeirah Village Square.
Yeah, we're like...
Rectangle.
Sorry, guys, you've said you're a circle. You're actually not. You need to build another 17 houses to complete the circle, thanks. Well, let's get you going right now. Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. 10,000 dirhams cash. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
You go, the dogs, what are they? You got them leashed up? Are they sitting next to you?
I'm actually going to sit him on a... He's actually barking at someone right now.
Oh, no.
Get what's his name?
Nathan.
Get him, Nathan.
Nathan.
Is that like an ex-boyfriend's name or something?
No, that's what their rescue company gave him.
Aww.
Nathan, I hope he gets some treats today.
Yeah, put the phone on loudspeaker for a second. Put the phone on loudspeaker.
Oh, he stopped barking.
Oh, did you? Put the phone on loudspeaker. I just want to say hello to him.
Uh-oh. You're on loudspeaker.
Chris.
No, he's gonna go crazy.
All right, Jess, here we go. You settled? You ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. True or false, Justin Bieber is dating Miley Cyrus?
False.
Who stars as Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad?
Pass.
Which female had a hit song called One Last Time in 2014?
Pass.
Finish the TV show America's Got
Talent.
True or false, beach volleyball is an Olympic sport?
True.
Gold on 27 is a restaurant in which hotel?
Burj Al Arab.
Who is the fastest runner in the world?
Usain Bolt.
In computer terms, what does RAM stand for?
Pass.
What YouTuber has a song named Holiday?
Dizzy Rascal.
Rio de Janeiro is in which country?
Brazil.
Who stars as Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad?
Oh, I can't remember her name. I don't know.
Which female singer has a hit called One Last Time?
Miley Cyrus.
No, it's time is up. You did all right, though. Yeah. 600 dirhams is yours. Settle down, dogs.
Nathan is so happy.
Nathan is. It's Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, that's it. That's so annoying.
Ariana Grande has a song One Last Time. RAM stands for Access Random Access Memory, and KSI has the song Holiday. He's the YouTuber that's got the song. Is Gold on 27 still open at the Burj Al Arab?
No.
I don't think it is it?
No, it's temporarily closed.
Yeah, there it is.
Temporarily.
Anyway. But you got it. You did well with it. Well, go enjoy the rest of your morning, Jess. What are you up to now?
Thank you so much. I'm going to get ready and go to work.
What do you do?
I work in finance.
There you go. Look at that, dealing with all the money and dogs at the same time. Are you single or are you married? Are you married?
Oh, I have a long-term boyfriend.
Yeah, when's he going to pop the question?
Probably not.
I've
been asking for a while. He keeps saying no.
How long have you been together for?
4 years.
4 years. You're out there waking up early. Got a great job. You sound fantastic. You got a couple of dogs. It's his loss.
I'll tell him that when he wakes up.
No, wait. They're still together, Chris. They're not broken up.
Yeah, but he needs...
Well, she needs a ring on that finger, okay? How old is he?
He's 35.
Time's right. What's he waiting for?
I know. I'm going to tell him.
You tell him. You tell him. What's his name? What's his name?
Scott.
Scott.
Propose to Jessica now.
So funny.
Yeah. We'll send you the audio. Play it to him, all right?
Yeah, I will.
Good all luck. Right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, guys.
See you, mate. Jessica, good luck. Thomas? Tommy? Settle down. I'll get Lucas onto you. Yeah, Lucas knows what's up. What did you just say? You had a little saying there. You said she's got a dog.
She has a dog named Nathan and her man's named Scott.
Yeah.
Nathan Scott from One Tree Hill.
Oh, God. You ready to go tell Nala that?
Because she would be the only one who would appreciate that discovery.
Tenuous link there.
Yeah, I know. No, because after we got off the call with Jessica, Pretty says, she's got a dog named Nathan and a man called Scott. And Rossi and I just went,
yeah, and?
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm going to go tell Nala. She'll understand this.
So she got up out of her chair.
Yeah. Went into the other studio to tell Nala that. Nala, what was your reaction?
I was smiling. I'm still smiling.
So happy about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got for us, Pretty?
Imagine you are a bouncer that works at one of the hottest spots in New York City.
Yep.
You deal with a lot of celebrities. In comes walking ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. You have to do the right thing and say, hey guys, can I get your ID? Rihanna says, I don't have my ID on me. The bouncer says, thanks for coming. Can't let you in tonight.
Oh my God.
This actually happened.
Are you serious?
A fan caught the moment on video. Like, they could not believe this bouncer was like having a conversation about Rihanna not having her ID.
Okay, now she should be carrying her ID, but still.
It's Rihanna.
You could just Google her age. Like,
it's Rihanna. It's like if, I don't know, like Beyonce walks in. Do you say, sorry, Beyonce, you don't have your ID, can't come in?
Yeah, no, I mean, the owner of the club, though, would be, if I own that club, I mean, I go down to security and be like, you're out. I'm sorry, man.
Well, I mean,
no. You call me up. No, you call the owner up. Like, you got to call management. You got to call someone and just be like, yo.
I know. Who rejects Rihanna?
It's Rihanna. Yeah,
everyone's talking about that club now.
Yeah, but
I know, but still. I mean, good on the guy. Maybe it was his first day on the job. He didn't want to get fired, but now he's definitely going to get fired.
Did he know it was Rihanna?
How do you not know it's Rihanna? You have ASAP Rocky standing next to her going, this is Rihanna.
Oh, well, you never know. Maybe he didn't know what her name was.
Maybe.
She's like, what's my name? It's Rihanna. According to reports, he was a very rude boy. I'm a rude boy, boy. Can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy. Is you big enough? No, because the club upstairs, it was like banging, and then they all stopped the music. Please don't stop the music. And Rihanna said, don't stop the music because I can't get in. And then she basically just eloquently turned around. She took a bow. But you put on quite a show. And she walked off.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
There we go.
Let's talk Britney Spears. She's apologizing to... I'm just going to move on.
You didn't like my Rihanna puns with the songs?
As if it never happened.
Oh, okay, cool.
Britney Spears is apologizing to fans for lying all this time. On a new Instagram post, she said, I apologize for pretending like I've been okay the past 2 years. I did it because of my pride and I was embarrassed to share what happened to me. But honestly, believe it or not, pretending that I'm okay has actually helped. Why she's saying this is because, if you missed it, she, for the first time ever, spoke out against her conservatorship in court last week, talking about how she needs to get out of the control of her father, Jamie Spears.
So basically, her father has been controlling her life for the last, what, how many years did they say?
Since 2008.
Okay, and obviously the father just wants to protect his daughter. I think it's gone a little bit too far. She's now struggling to even just sustain her normal life. She can't do anything. She has no money.
Nothing.
Everything is given to her.
Yeah.
She wants out. She says, I'm out of this thing.
And if you missed it, this is part of Britney Spears' testimony.
I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane. And I'm depressed. Ma'am, my dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a huge role in punishing me when I said, no, ma'am, they should be in jail. But I don't think I owe anyone to be evaluated. I've done more than enough. I don't feel like I should even be in a room with anyone to offend me by trying to question my capacity of intelligence, whether I need to be in this stupid conservatorship or not. I've done more than enough. I don't owe these people anything, especially me, the one that has roofed and fed tons of people on tour on the road. It's embarrassing and demoralizing. what I've been through. And mainly I didn't want to say it openly because I honestly didn't think anyone would believe me. I thought people would make fun of me or laugh at me and say, she's lying. She's got everything. She's Britney Spears. I'm not lying. I just want my life back. And it's been 13 years and it's enough.
Wow. So yeah. Strong. Can I say that's the first time in a long time I've heard Britney sound like normal. Fine and normal. Yeah.
If you, that full 23-minute testimony, by the way, yeah. It's, I've put it up on our website right now at virginradiodubai.com.
Go check it out. And you can hear this in the background.
That's the court.
That's the court typing it all. They actually had to tell her to slow down chatting. They act, the judge had to say, hey, we're writing this all down in a transcript. Could you just slow down a little bit? But she had so much to say, and she's been waiting for this moment.
The,
so
you could hear the passion in her voice.
So much. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. So we obviously all work on the radio here, right, Rossi?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes.
Well, you and I do.
Hey, let's not make this about me again.
This is our full-time job, right?
Yep.
We know Chris has his business, his Fade Fit Empire, which is building and expanding. But did you know Chris...
Not an empire yet.
Would you just take the compliment?
What's after an empire?
Well, before.
Before, yeah.
Can you just take the compliment?
What's before an empire?
Just...
I just want to get the wording right. Definition lists of what was before the Roman Empire.
Are you done?
Nope.
Because I won't tell the story now anymore.
Here we go. You can say a Sassanian.
Yep. So.
So you could you say I've got a Sassanian?
No, I won't. I don't even know what that means.
Stop.
It's from 224 to 636 AD.
What are you talking about? Stop talking.
Okay, cool.
So. He has a third job, Rossi.
Go on.
I was in the spring souk the other day, walking along, and all of a sudden, I look into the Starbucks, and I see a man carrying a tray, and he looked very familiar. It was a tray of Fade Fit snacks.
You working at Starbucks?
It was Chris Fade with a towel hanging from his back pocket, tray in hand of Fade Fit. Going around to customers and handing it out.
You're forcing the customers of your product.
I was like, what are you doing?
And Starbucks, the fact that we've brought this up on the radio, Starbucks are totally unaware that I do this, by the way.
Sorry, Starbucks.
This is just... if I go grab myself my own coffee, if I'm at Starbucks and I'm grabbing a coffee...
Because we are...
Got one this morning, actually.
We were meeting for coffee, and all of a sudden, he's surfing Fade Fit inside the establishment.
So... What I do is I'll buy 10 of my own snacks occasionally.
Right.
So I buy 10.
Yep.
And then I put them on a tray.
Yes.
And then I go to everyone sitting at the table at the Starbucks and I say, hi, this is my company. It's called Fade Fit. I'd love you to try our snack. And I just give it to them. And some people like, when you give free stuff away, you know people that just don't, no, I don't want it.
Because they don't trust you.
And I'm like, it's no, I were I, the it's here. I don't want it. And then some people are like, oh, hi, thanks so much, and they enjoy it because I'm trying to introduce the product to some of these regular customers.
Can I say I'm making fun of it, but it's actually in truth very admirable.
Thanks, Fred.
For a company, because that's what I feel a startup has to do, right?
Gotta keep pushing it.
Because it's not going to sell it by itself. Yeah, you have to push your product, and he's doing it himself on the ground. But I thought it was pretty funny.
One lady there said, oh, these are great. I'm going to have these now every day. See, it worked.
Nice.
Yeah, but Pretty sprung me. I remember looking up, and I saw Pretty looking at me, and I was like, train hand. Like,
what are you
this
doing?
This looks so weird. I do the radio show with her, and now I'm holding a tray here, giving away my product.
And I just see him going. This was the conversation. He goes up, hi, excuse me. My name is Chris Fade. I have a company called Fade Fit. I've released these snacks. They're healthy. No sugar. It's very natural. Would you like to try some? That's how he talks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm very polite. But very it's nice. Very, I don't want to be intrusive.
It's very admirable, I have to say. You're on the ground. You're in there.
The stories no one else will report.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
All right, what do you got for us?
So this lady had been buying her elderly mum and dad some shopping, right?
Yeah.
And one day she took the shopping round and she didn't realise that her cat food was still in the bag, right?
No, don't tell me.
Next week, the week later, She gets a message saying, oh, we're from the parents. We're going to have another dinner like last night. It was beautiful. We had the most beautiful pate.
No.
But it was cat food from Carrefour.
Oh.
They live in France.
So the grandparents have been eating cat food thinking that it was pate.
Yeah. Oh.
What is in cat food? Like, I don't even know what's in it.
I mean, it's probably like edible, isn't it? I mean, we've eaten dog ice cream before.
Oh.
What's in cat
that's,
food?
That's sad. I mean, you want to... keeps me regular, you see?
But they
just
loved
a bit of cat food.
It's got a massive picture of a cat on the side.
There it is. Oh,
what
man.
A catastrophe that was,
Chris. Oh, there's the joke. A catastrophe. What's in cat food? Give me some ingredients.
You can take it. It's like meat products and all that stuff.
Oh, humans, mustn't be good.
Humans can have it.
That mustn't be good.
They said afterwards they were feline, a bit funny.
Oh, these jokes are perfect. Are you going to go see your parents? Are you seeing your parents? Are you going to the UK?
Can you get some nice... Can you get Levels, please, by Avicii? Because
why
I need to
Levels?
Make an announcement.
You want? We're getting an announcement now.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
We have booked.
This is you, your wife, and the kids?
Yeah, I woke up to a surprise on Friday morning.
Yep.
Because the UK announcement happened.
What are we allowed? You guys are not allowed to go back, are you? Aren't you still on the red red zone or red list?
A couple of islands have gone on to the
green list.
Green list. One of those being Ibiza.
Yes! You are not going to Ibiza with the kids.
We're going to Ibiza. This does not know what is coming. I won't be able to control myself.
So you're not going to the UK?
We're going to go to Ibiza first, then the UK.
Oh my gosh!
You're going to go with your two kids. To Ibiza.
Do you know the worst thing is, Pretty? Do you know the worst? I haven't told Liz this. She's booked the same hotel where I went in 2006 with the lads.
Oh, my God. Lads.
Yeah.
So, hold on. You, your wife, and your two daughters, you're five, what are they, 5 and 6? What are they, 3 and 5?
They're old enough to get into DC 10, I think.
You're going to Ibiza?
Yes!
Rossi, settle down, mate. This is not a party place.
This is the best weekend of my life.
This is a movie.
Rossi, you are not going to be able to do anything you want in Ibiza. You are literally going to be in bed 9
so,
o'clock.
So, hold on a second. So, the fact that you can get into the UK now, how long do you have to spend in Ibiza?
So, we're going to be there for, I think, 12 nights or something.
You're going to spend 2 weeks in Ibiza with your kids.
Oh,
it's going to be like this way. His kids are going to be like, Mommy, where's Daddy gone? He hasn't come home for 5 days.
I can't wait. They go, Pasha. Oh, no, I don't think anything's open like that.
Mummy, why is Daddy not sleeping? Mummy, who's the other mummy now?
When I wake up in the morning.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
Let's go.
I'm looking at my parents right now in Sydney. They're in lockdown.
Yeah.
Australia has not had to really go into lockdown, but there's been 80 cases, so they've gone into lockdown. My dad just put up on Instagram, first day of our lockdown. He's at the park.
They're allowed to go out for exercise.
But it's first day of lockdown. They're at the park, and then some guy just walks by them without a mask on. And I'm like, I just said to him, what's this? This not doesn't look like lockdown to me.
Yeah.
Role reversal.
He's like, yeah, to exercise and walking as long as you're social distancing.
Basically, in Sydney, you can go out for 4 reasons. Work or education, medical attention, outdoor exercise, care, or compassionate grounds.
George, the key worker.
But hold on, what was the first one?
Work or education. So I mean, I guess schools are still in? Wait, your sister's a professor, right?
Yeah, she's at home.
She's teaching from home.
Yeah, she's teaching from home.
So yeah.
That's so interesting, though.
Why?
That they're in lockdown, but my dad's just at the park going for a walk and there's someone next to him walking without a mask on. I mean, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Are you in lockdown or you're not?
Yeah.
And they're all complaining about it. I'm like, guys.
That's pretty easy.
You know, it's not like, yeah, you're locked in a little one-bedroom, you know, shack.
Yeah.
With a hat to match.
They're going to have a lot of time on hands, Gilda and George.
Gilda and George, maybe they'll have another baby.
Go away.
Oh, I don't even want to go there. As predicted, the parents have messaged me now on WhatsApp.
What did Gilda say?
I am listening, you know. I am listening. I love the way you imitate my accent. I love you.
Doing a radio voice there, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, that's mum putting on an accent.
Yeah.
Because my mum knows she's going to be on the radio, so when she does that, she'll put on a little bit of an accent.
Does she put on a voice when she's on the phone to people?
Sometimes. Dad's just gone, yes, mum's right. Stop it. You should keep some things private, Chris.
Oh, all right. That's my dad. Chill out, mate.
Dad, I like to share everything. If I don't share, that's why we like to do on the radio. We share our lives.
That's why we're so successful.
Yeah. You think so?
I don't know about that.
Rossi last week was talking about his psoriasis.
Yeah, I was.
That's
I did
personal
a whole talk about it. Yeah.
How was it over the weekend? You did a bit of a chat about it.
It was amazing, yeah.
Thank
you for your advice. It really helped, actually.
What was that, to take your shirt off when you got on stage?
No, just not go on to Dr. Dre and don't say make some noise. So it worked well.
Good on you. You're finishing up next week, right, Ross? You're taking...
8th is the last day. Yeah.
So next week is Rossi's last week. I've got two more weeks of work.
Is that already next week?
Yeah, crazy. We're going on summer holidays, Rossi and I, separately. You're going on Ibiza.
Yes.
With the kids.
Are you staying, aren't you, Pri? You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm staying here.
I'm
doing staycation vibes.
You are? That's good. Staycation would be nice as well.
Yeah.
You did just come back anyway from the States. You had a little
bit
of time there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the kids to New York and then LA.
Wow.
And I was on Facebook just the other day and I'd put up there like best domestic airline to fly between New York and LA.
In the US.
In the US. I was like, you know, does anyone know? And then one of my mates owns a private jet company.
Wow.
And says to me, hey, I'll do you a deal. Just go private. And I said to him, all right, how much it costs? Send me a quote. I just got the quote now.
How much? Tell me. Is it more or less than what I was telling you it is to fly between New York and LA?
I'll tell you. So this is, you know when you see people on private jets?
Yeah.
Like, just want to let you know how much they're paying. This is an official quote from Cirrus Aviation. It is for two adults, two children,
yep.
Departing New Jersey to California.
Okay.
Just get to the point. Come on.
This is discounted.
Oh, discounted.
This is a mate's rate.
This is mate's rate, right?
How much are you thinking? What's that, Eddie? Direct.
Is it one way or go return?
One way.
Okay.
This is a one-way flight just from New York to LA.
Okay let's...
About a 5-hour flight.
6 hours, yeah. Okay, let's all... Wait, before you say it. Yeah. Everyone make a guess. Rossi, your guess
this
is...
This 100. Is a private... You're saying 100 dirhams? 100,000?
I'm going to say 50,000
dirhams. 50,000
dirhams.
$20,000.
$20,000.
I'm going to go 18.
80,000 dirhams. Yeah.
The price is, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll convert it. Let me convert it into dirhams and hold on.
Okay.
Was it in dollars, was it?
Yeah, I got it in dollars.
Right.
Let's just say economy's going to be fantastic on Delta or whatever airline I take. 100.
Yeah.
And 14,866 dirhams.
Thank you. Yeah, I know that obviously when I flew
That's
private.
That's discounted?
That's a discounted rate. 113,000 dirhams.
Can't you just pay the petrol or whatever it is?
Isn't that unbelievable? You see, you see all these celebs doing private jets all the time. That's how much it's costing them. That was 5 hours. It's a 5-hour direct flight.
Yeah.
113,000 dirhams.
Too much.
That's a discount. Like that's my. He at the end, he's like, "Yeah, I've made sure we gave you a good discount." I'm not replying. I didn't like, and I don't want to look like. What do I reply to him? What do I say?
Say it's too much. Be honest.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, no.
I got a better offer.
Yeah. No, kids have asked me if they could go economy on Delta Airlines. I've decided to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen. He's going to see the photos on my Facebook. We'll be like on Delta economy, and he's going to be like, "Oh, okay,
that's so cool." You get to the same place though, mate. There you go.
You do, right?
It doesn't matter how you get there.
Just as long as you get there.
Yeah. That's why I drive a Nissan Sunny.
All right, but hold on. Brian, you've flown private?
I have, yeah.
Oh, mate, where'd you go?
So I was coming out of Baghdad.
Okay.
And I was going into Kuwait. And here's the funny part. So I'm like, wow, this is really great. This is so cool. And then so I took a picture with my phone.
Yeah.
And the flash from it absolutely blinded all of the pilots because they were wearing night vision. I was on a Black Hawk with the military.
No.
This is not funny. Because
and And they wanted to throw me out of the helicopter. I thought they were going to shoot me.
There's a great private story. That's what I was expecting. I'm glad you got there okay.
What?
That's, night vision and a flash will never go together, guys.
No.
Reza, you have flown private?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Where did you go?
Three times? Our company in Finland is located in three cities, and there is one between two small cities which we are operating. There is no direct flight, and back in good days, 10 years ago, we had our company had a deal with a private jet company who was flying us three times a week to the other city for the meetings and customer meetings and blah blah.
How long was this flight?
It was like 45 minutes.
Did they feed you?
No.
No, you didn't get it. But was it good? Like, you're just on a plane on your own, right?
No, actually, we were. There was like eight people and from our company, so you could have book it in advance. And there was always like five to eight people in the same, and company was paying for that.
That's amazing. Wow. Let's do it somehow. When things open up and we go on this big holiday that we're planning here on the Chris Fate Show.
Are we going to go private?
Yeah, we'll get a private jet and take, like, you know, 10 of you that listen to the show, we'll all get on a plane, we'll go somewhere.
Not for 113,000 dirhams.
No, we'll get it. We'll do like a massive campaign on the radio.
Yeah.
There's one here, JetX.
Yes.
JetX?
I think so.
I think there's JetX here. They fly to a bunch of different places.
I've got a couple of numbers for you, mate. You know me.
Mate, I'm not getting any on any plane that you have organized. So, like, a little bit of a, I don't know, seeing the numbers every day for COVID.
Mm.
The last couple of days have gone a little bit higher than what I'd like to be able to read out on the radio. And I don't do it too much. Occasionally I'll have someone message me on Instagram going, can you guys stop talking about coronavirus? I switch off. It's depressing. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm like, yeah, cool, great. No, we don't talk about it often. We were talking about it, obviously, in the peak of the pandemic a lot.
Yeah.
We've had to reduce it. We've wanted to reduce it. But I want to bring it up right now because we have 2,280 new cases of the virus in the 24 hours. Now, this is the alarming part for me. And it's 10 deaths overnight.
Mm.
7 deaths on Friday. That's 17 lives just here in the UAE in the last, 36 hours, 40 hours.
And it's that's a number we have not seen
for a long
in
time.
Months now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just wanted to, like, just realign with everyone, like, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
So just continue to do what you got to do and protect yourselves. And again, the vaccine, get it if you haven't got it. I know there's a lot of you guys who were some of the first, like, sort of early vacciners who took the vaccine, who are now maybe getting that booster or now getting a Pfizer shot or whatever it is. Just get on with the DHA and make sure it's all going on because, again, those numbers, 17 unfortunate lives lost in the last sort of 45 hours. So our thoughts and prayers to each and every single one of those families. And again, you still see people talk about this. It only kills 1%, and I've got a strong immune system. And I'll just stop talking. That's what I feel like saying to them.
Mm.
Just stop. Yeah. These are people that are dying. Say that to someone that lost their mother. Say that to someone that lost their husband. Like,
you don't realize, do you? As well, like, you know, like the girl who was washing my hair the other week. What's left of it? Her mum passed away in the Philippines, and she couldn't get back to the funeral.
Passed away from COVID.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I had a friend of mine just see his mother died from COVID last week in India.
Yeah.
So you can say all you want with the statistics and all this and all that, like, until you see it and hit someone, and it's hard, man. It's so sad, you know. So again, we live in a position and in a country right now where we have vaccines available for us. So if you're feeling it, please get out there and get it. But again, 38% of people say they have put on weight since this pandemic begun. 38% of people say they have no fitness in their lives. They've put on weight and they've become lazy due to this pandemic. Are we in that 38%? Ross, are you in it?
Definitely.
Yeah, have you put on some weight over the time?
13 kilos.
13 kilos.
Doesn't look like
you
it,
still
though.
Look good, mate. You look good.
Thank you. And, I feel all right. I'm just doing it day by day, doing a bit of exercise at the gym. Need to master the art of eating well, though, healthily.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. What you put in your mouth?
Yeah,
pretty. You've been pretty fit. You got fit over the pandemic.
Yeah, I was in like real lockdown. I was working out 6 days a week.
You're doing that via Zoom, right?
Yeah, and just on my own as well. I was doing 6 days a week for sure. Eating a lot better because I was just cooking, obviously, a lot more at home. So just, I think I'm on the get fit side.
You're not in that 38%.
What about you, Chris?
I think I'm a bit of a roller coaster. I think the beginning of the pandemic, I got really fit. Like I was doing a lot of CrossFit at home and just training in the garden. I think I went into a bit of a slump for about 3 months. Didn't really do much. I'm sort of coming out of it again now.
Yeah.
Training a little bit more. I maintain pretty much my weight.
Balanced.
But let me throw this out there. Did you put on weight or did you get fit through this pandemic?
Which end of the spectrum?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you in this? 04-871-5544. Are you part of the 38% of us globally that have got unhealthy, put on weight, didn't look after ourselves as much during this pandemic? There's nothing wrong with that. We're not judging you.
No, we just want to.
Just want to know. Are you in that category? Did you put on weight throughout this pandemic or did you get fit? Miriam, hi.
Hello, hi.
So what did the pandemic do to you? Are you part of the 38% that put on weight or you got fit?
Definitely. No, I'm a part of the 38%.
38.
So you put on a bit, you stacked on a few of the pounds?
A lot of weight. I think up to like a 13 to 15 kilos, like, for sure.
Man. 13 to 15 kilos. All right. So yeah, that's a good amount of weight there. I mean, was it because you stopped doing what you would usually do?
Yes. So, like, you were talking about, like, you being in CrossFit. So, I used to train as well in CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I left it. Like, obviously, during pandemic, I completely left it. And then I got back into it again. And then I left it again. So, it's this on-off thing always going on. But this morning, the reason why I called is because I heard you say, you know, like, if you're part of 38% or not, and I'm on my way. Actually, I just came back from Spinney's this morning because I was like, you know, I'm gonna wake up, have good breakfast, make good lunch, have a good healthy meal for dinner. So you know, when I heard you ask this question, I'm like, you know what, this is what a coincidence. I have to call and tell, you know, that this morning I woke up deciding that I want to lose the weight and start eating a little healthier.
Good on you. Good. So today is the day that Miriam has said,
yeah,
I'm back, baby.
Come on.
I'm back. It's only day by day, right? Just take it day by day. That's what I find, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to have really healthy food. Like, my breakfast is going to be avocado toast egg.
Nice.
Then chocolate cake for dinner. It's fantastic.
A great balance.
It's what I do every day. I start off really well.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
By 9 o'clock, I'm in bed having chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Can you check in next week with us to see how you're going, maybe?
Yeah, check in. Yeah, exactly, Miriam. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Try to keep it. But, dude, good on you. Good on you for making that decision. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Rami, the lockdown, the quarantine, you gained weight. You're part of this 38%. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like half-half, Chris. And at the beginning, when the gym closed, you know, I tried to maintain fitness life at home, but it's a little bit difficult. Then the lockdown got to me. So I gained 6 kg. And as soon as the fitness studios opened again, I went like a crazy guy. Again, and then I chopped down 13.
Good on you. Good on you. That's great. So I think a lot of people in that same sort of motion. I think, Muzaffar, the same thing with you. You put on weight and then you've lost it again. You're getting fit again?
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. Very good morning. Yes, that is true. The pandemic year was particularly challenging, working from home and all the other things. But in the last 6 months, by the grace of God, I lost about 7 kilos. I'm really happy about it.
Good on you, man. Yeah, I think that's what it's all about, guys. Like, there's someone definitely in their car right now listening to this that is feeling depressed and just horrible about themselves. They feel like they're a fat slob. And I know that you feel that because I feel like that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But you just take it day by day. And if you make that, you know, if by chance you don't have a great day, it doesn't mean that you've ruined the rest of the week. Just go the next day.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, like don't one day in the week that you spoil, don't let it spoil the rest of it. And you don't just get fit because of how you want to look. It's more about mental health. You know what I mean? Like, so much of us are going through so much stuff right now. We're anxious. Some of us are depressed. We're having panic attacks. Whatever it is, like, just get out there. Those little gym sessions or that little run around the block or whatever it is just makes you feel so much better, right?
Make some time for yourself.
100% day by day. But hey, just to let you know, if you have put on weight over the pandemic, 38% of you are doing the same thing. It's all right. It's okay. All right? It's okay. So we're on the hunt for our sports reporter for the show, someone that can give us the sports daily, maybe weekly, monthly, whatever it is. Any of the big sports happening, we need someone. We've been taking your live auditions all last week. We're doing them again this week. And then by the next week, we're going to have a winner.
Yeah, hopefully.
Judging who our winner is. Now, Rahul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, mate. Are you all good?
Yes, all good. Ready to go.
All right. Rahul is ready to go. Now, before we get into the sports reports, what do you do?
I work at an in-sports, it's an indoor sports facility. I am the center manager there.
Oh, wow. That's good. So you love
sports.
What's the facility called?
It's called InSports. It's one of the oldest indoor sports facility in Dubai since 1997.
There we go. Where's it located?
It's in Al Khuz 3.
They're all in Al Khuz, you know, those
things. Yeah. It's crazy that it's one of the oldest and it's only 1997.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, cool. All right.
All right then.
Rahul, it's over to you to give us the sports report. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Now, he's all prepared.
Yeah.
Let's see how he goes. Audition Rahul. Let's go, mate. We've got Rahul with us right now. What's happening on the sports, bud?
Right, first from the Euros, Wales versus Denmark. Denmark stormed through to the quarterfinals of the Euros 2020 with a commanding 4-0 victory. Kasper Dolberg scored a brace and took the Danes through to the next round. And it is back-to-back games where the Danes have scored over 4 goals now. And now they await the winner of Netherlands or Czech Republic in the quarterfinals.
Okay.
Did you guys watch the game?
No, I didn't. 8 o'clock kickoff, wasn't it?
Okay, so that's fine. I'm sure then you guys definitely didn't watch the 11 o'clock game where Italians struggled to get past Austria in 90 minutes.
There we go. Did you get to watch it, Rahul?
Yes, I was awake. I love football, so I was awake watching it late night.
Good on you.
And preparing for this story as well.
Aww.
Good on you, mate.
Yes, and unfortunately, Austria played a very good game. They had a goal ruled out by VAR as well, but it was Italians who scored an extra time, and it took them Federico Chiesa and Matteo Pessina to come off the bench and score for them. But Italians, as you must have seen in the league stages, dominated the league stage rounds of the Euro 2020. But yesterday they struggled against a very formidable Austrian side and it took them to extra time to finally win 2-1.
Wow, okay. 2-1. There we go. Who are you picking to be the winner of the Euros, do you think?
I am backing France.
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 Oui, oui. From the Euros to the F1, what have you got for us, Rahul?
In F1, Max Verstappen takes pole again. It's back-to-back poles for Max, and it's going to be an interesting race at the Styrian Grand Prix. The interesting fact is there are going to be first time in the history of F1 that there are going to be two races at the same circuit. So the Red Bull Ring in Austria is going to host this weekend's race as well as the next weekend's race. And the interesting fact is the name of the two races are different. Even though it's the same circuit, the name for this weekend's race is the Styrian Grand Prix,
mm-hmm.
and the next weekend's race is the Austrian Grand Prix. And what's more interesting is both Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen have won 3 races, and this one's just going to go down to the wire as well.
All right, very cool. We'll see with that one. And finally, you've got a bit of chat about tennis here.
Well, before tennis, I wanted to touch upon NBA, but I know you're going to take off your headphones. I'm not going to touch upon NBA.
Thank you, Rahul. That's very smart of you. Extra points.
Good job, Rahul.
All right.
Wimbledon starts tomorrow, and Novak Djokovic looks set to win his 20th Grand Slam title. He's already won the Australian Open and the Roland Garros. And if he wins this 20th Grand Slam title, he ties with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on the all-time list.
That's huge.
And the biggest news is Rafael Nadal has already opted out of Wimbledon and he's not going to be participating. So it's just Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. And you never know which underdog comes up against him. But Novak Djokovic looks set to probably complete a calendar Grand Slam as well. He's won the Australian Open as well as the French Open. If he wins Wimbledon, it's going to be a great thing for him.
Well done. That is Rahul, ladies and gentlemen. Great audition there.
Well done.
Very, very informative. I can tell that you know your sports
like,
very well.
Very knowledgeable.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to touch upon NBA, but I knew Chris is not going to listen to me.
Just stop saying, why do you keep saying it for? Why do you keep saying that? I know.
He's trying to show his versatility.
Okay, can I ask Rossi a question? Can I ask Rossi a question?
Go on.
Rossi, is it coming home?
Yes, it's coming home. We're going to defeat Germany on Tuesday night, and yeah, it's coming home. It's, I found it interesting, though, so. Rahul. Nobody here, apart from the English, support England in football. Like, you all hate
but
us.
Rossi,
do you hate us?
How do you feel about Rafael Benitez coming to Everton?
I know, don't talk about that. I think it's horrible. Because Benitez is Liverpool's former manager, right? And there's talk that he's going to come to Everton.
Oh.
But he called Everton...
And I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're not going to get this job then.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us, Sunday. Good to be back for another week together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, another chance to go in the running to win those two tickets with Air Arabia. We're going to send you to Phuket.
How cool is that at the end of the week?
Great stuff. Free flights. Yeah. Love it, right?
Yeah.
Plans, what are you doing now?
Gym day. Sunday's gym day.
Good on you. Good on you.
So, got to get to the gym.
Rossi's going on a boat. He looks like he's dressed to go on a boat. Are you going on a boat?
No, I'm going to the Time Out Market.
What for? Oh, it's Liz's birthday.
Your wife,
what did you get her?
A bike.
Nice.
On your bike, love? Is that when you have an argument? Get on your bike.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
Does it come with a basket?
It does, yes. Yes, so we can put our kids in there.
No.
Off we go.
There we go. Did she want a bike or is this...
Yeah, she wanted the bike, yep.
She's going to go riding on her own, do you think, or...?
With Isla. We've got an identical bike for Isla.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
Did you get the helmet?
Yes.
Good on you. Safety equipment first, all right?
Of course.
How old's she turning, your wifey?
27.
She's not 27 years old.
Always in my eyes.
Oh.
But I think the thing is, though,
how
I got
old?
Those rollerblades, didn't I, for Mother's Day? She used them once.
You got her Mother's Day. She got her rollerblades.
Yeah.
She'll use the bicycle.
You wanted
more.
To break her hand.
Yeah.
And how old is she? I don't know how. She looks...
Same age as you, pretty. Isn't
yes.
It? So how old are you?
Are you asking pretty how old your wife is? Oh, my gosh.
How old are you?
She's 35.
35.
Yeah.
Are you 35? You're 35 now, mm-hmm. Are you? There we go. Well, happy birthday from all of us. Give her a big kiss from me, okay? Nah, I'm being nice. I'm not trying to be smarty. I'm just saying give her a nice hug. Give her a little hug.
Special hug, I will.
Yeah, give me a special hug. Give her a special hug.
Give you one.
I don't mind hugging you, Ross. We will catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Please wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.